Jesus then shows you how to make peace with others. Once you've made peace with God, and you begin to experience the peace of God in your heart, God wants you to experience the joy of being at peace with all the people in your life. And He does this by turning you into a peacemaker. He gives you the desire and then the ability and the power to reconcile with the people in your life with whom you've had conflicts. The Bible says all this comes from God, who settled the relationship between us and Him and then called us to settle our relationships with each other. When Christ comes into your life, one of the first areas where you'll see a big difference is in your relationships. Would you like God's blessing on your life and career? Well, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God." Anytime you attempt to restore a broken relationship, you're doing what God would do. And when you help bring other people together who've been estranged from one another, you are acting like Christ. The Bible calls it the ministry of reconciliation. God looks down on you and says, "That's my girl," or "That's my boy. They're doing what I do." The true children of God are peacemakers, not troublemakers. Now notice that Jesus didn't say, "Blessed are the peace lovers," because everybody loves peace. And neither did He say, "Blessed are the peaceable, who are never disturbed by anything." No. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." What does it mean to be a peacemaker? It's not avoiding conflict. It's not running from a problem or pretending it doesn't exist. That's not a peacemaker. When someone says, "I don't want to talk about it," that's cowardice, not peacemaking. And when you delay dealing with the conflict, it only grows larger or deeper. Peacemaking is not appeasement either. Always giving in and always allowing other people to get their way is passivity, not peacemaking. Jesus never said you must be a doormat or a chameleon and lose your identity. In fact, Jesus never allowed others to define Him. To work for peace means that you actively seek to end conflicts. You take the initiative in promoting reconciliation when relationships break down, and you offer forgiveness to those who've hurt you. You pass on to others the same grace that God has shown you. You bring people together instead of dividing them. The Bible says those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness.